Hello everyone, I am Marlene and you're here to listen to Charlar con Marlene. That comes from Spanish and means chatting with Marlene. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. I know it's been a while, but unfortunately I didn't have that many stories or people that are willing to share them with me, because as you might have noticed, I decided that it's better for others to narrate their own story instead of me just reading the story, or just a mix of it, as you saw in a previous episode that we talk about a story that might be a catfish, but maybe it's not. I'm still waiting your opinion on that, so don't be shy, send me a message. For those who don't follow me on Instagram, I uploaded some stories telling that I'm starting a new series called Blah Blah Blah, where I want to invite people to talk about stuff. Of course, we can't talk in person because of the virus or because we're in different countries. But I want to work on that, maybe through a call that we can record. I'm not sure how, but we can figure this out and have a conversation about a theme that has to do with anything. I'm planning an episode about El Día de los Muertos. Yes, I'm still talking Spanish, I'm sorry. That is the Day of the Dead that is celebrated in Mexico. And you already heard my friend from Mexico twice till now. So we're talking about doing an episode with him, and hopefully it's going to be the first episode of the new series. Today I wanted to talk about graduation in the times of a pandemic. I recently finished all my lessons for the university, so I'm officially graduating and I'm super happy about it. I'm super happy because I finished on time. But because of the virus, all the graduations are going to be late. Generally, I would graduate in November, but now people who ended their classes in July just graduated today, like this very day. So I don't know how long it will take for my graduation, but I happen to have some friends who took their degree today, and I was able to face a situation of a graduation during a pandemic. And I want to say that from my point of view, it was sad because we were gathered in a house, okay? We had two people who were graduating, two friends of mine. Congratulations, guys, once again. And we were gathered, so many people. I'm super scared of the virus. I'm one of the extreme ones that I wash my hands like 300 times a day. Yeah, 300 times a day. And I was so feeling so awkward that I was in the balcony and trying to keep my distance from everyone. But that's not the case. The case is that one of them was sitting in a desk with his computer, and the other one was like laying down on the couch with his computer because we didn't have an extra desk for him to sit. It was funny if you were there, of course, but the whole process wasn't that funny. They had to enter a kind of Zoom call where they would just announce their names. No paper received, no speech, no anything. It's not like it's students has a speech, but at least we see each and every one of them. And now with this call, we didn't saw anyone. They were like, oh, the degree goes to Mary, Torts, Pete, and etc, etc, and no faces, no names, no nothing. If I wasn't in the house with my two friends, I wouldn't even understand it. And my graduation is coming up, hopefully November, maybe December. I really hope that it's not after that, because it's too late after that, I mean. So yeah, what I want to say is that for any of you that has graduated right now at this moment, How is your graduation? How have you experienced it yet? How was online graduation? Did you have the chance to receive in person your degree? I'm not sure. And I'm not sure I'm going to receive mine either in person. I mean, with a ceremony. I maybe just go and get it from the secretary, from these really rude people in the secretary. Maybe you want to talk about the secretary in Greece. Oh, let me tell you about that. I don't know about abroad, but the secretaries in the Greek universities are the rudest people. They're like having an interview for people who have to work for the secretary. They're like, okay, this is nice, this is polite, this is weird, and this is rude. Okay, I want this one. Have you seen this meme where there is a couple that they're holding hands and there is a cute girl going by and the guy just turns his head and looks at the girl while walking with his girlfriend? It's like having the university, like the man, the girl that's like politeness, and the secretary goes away with rude, and he's like, oh, I want rude. It's exactly like this in Greece. And it's not just my university, my department. I've talked with people from many parts of Greece and they're like, oh my god, the same thing happens to your secretary as well? Yeah, people, they're everywhere. It's like they have to be rude to be hired. I don't know what's going on. And to be back to the theme about the graduation, I wanted to say that it wasn't so human, you know, it was so weird because these friends of mine had the chance to be in the city they study and be with friends and people to have like a small celebration, small kinda. But other people who live alone or live far, or maybe their parents are working or anything, they spent it like nothing, like they were just watching a movie. I don't think that they realized it, and that's so bad. It's so weird because I haven't graduated before from the university. It's my first degree, so I wanted it to be special. I wanted to go up and say thank you and take it and wear my things and then walk out and take my photos. I'm going to take every single photo I have to take. I don't know about what's happened in other countries, but when you get a degree, everyone, you will see your photo holding your degree in every house, especially your grandparents' house. You will be everywhere. Oh, here and here and there and there. It's going to be everywhere. So this photo needs to be taken. It can't be a screenshot from a Zoom call that you don't even saw. You can't even see yourself in the Zoom call, because if you don't get the chance to talk, your face won't appear in the screen. At the same time with the graduation, we had the live streaming coming from YouTube. So we were like, okay, we will see the rest of the people that got a degree one by one. We saw no one. No one. And it was so discouraging. It was like, this is going to be me? That's how I'm going to remember my celebration of getting a degree, of studying 4 whole years, or for others 5, or for others 6, depending the department. And that's what I get, a paper that has no celebration, that I don't even get to be called by my name. They were just telling, okay, George, Mary, Helen, Mike, and was like that, okay, that's it. And they just closed the live stream. I'm like, okay, that's it. It's not like the real thing is way better, but you get to walk across there and get your diploma and say, yes, I made it, and then go down to your parents, to your people, and celebrate like a proper person. I don't know if you feel it. I don't know if you want me to do another episode when I get to my graduation, but I don't think that's going to be any different than this. It's going to be the same thing because it's the same department, the same people, the same secretary. Oh my god, they will find you and they will never answer your questions. That's the secretary in Greece. And that was me commenting about the graduation on a pandemic, during a period of a pandemic. I really want to hear about what's happening in other countries concerning this theme, about people who just graduated or are about to graduate. Are you going to receive your diploma in person? Are you going to have a ceremony? Are you going to have a Zoom call? Please let me know about it. I'm so curious and so excited at the same time, I could say, about learning about how other countries handle the situation. So yeah, it was a bit weird as an episode, but that was it. Many of you on Instagram, that's the last thing I want to say, asked me to make a YouTube account so that I could upload the episodes there as well, so that any of you who doesn't have any platforms to listen them to, like Spotify or Google Podcasts, even though Anchor is free, everything is free, I mean, but in the other ones you have to have an account. So Anchor is the best option for me, but I made it either way, and I'll try to upload all the episodes at once, or maybe two or three a day, to keep them there, so everyone who wants to listen to something they've lost or anything, they can now, or in a week maybe. So yeah, that was the episode. This is my opinion, my shock in front of the graduation in these days. So thank you so much for listening. I will see you and talk to you to another episode of Charla con Marlene. Bye.